This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning, Open Line Fun Sunday. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Houston. I'm Austin Mendez.
What is up, man?
Man, nothing much. Now the phones are jumping.
Yep, phones are popping. We got it going on. Let's catch up with some of these lines, and we'll get rolling. If you care to get in, last hour, 713-572-4610. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. All right, Santa Fe Jim is up next. Been holding for a while. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
What's going on down in Santa Fe?
Hey, I put this anti-sway deal on the trailer. I sent you a picture.
Yeah, what's up with that? What are you putting that on?
That's a little 16-foot trailer, a little RV.
Yeah, what is that supposed to cut down on the sway when you're pulling?
Yeah, and there's the two bars and the chains that hook up to the trailer, and I was wondering if I even need this little thing.
Man, I don't know. I've never seen that, one of those. I've seen the ones that have the two bars, you know, coming off the tongue. You know, the way it wires back, and they use them there, but, you know, the sway bar kit, but I've never seen one like that. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of spring-loaded.
Right.
And you got to mount the other ball and whatever, but I was thinking just leaving that off, because I always use just the two bars in the chain, you know?
Sure. I mean...
Hey, where's... Captain Benny.
He's off. He's done. He's retired.
Really?
Yeah. No, weight distribution's the main thing, you know, really with pulling trailers, you know, is having the amount of weight over the tandem wheels or single axle, whatever you're towing, that cuts down on a lot of sway. But with RVs like you're talking about, it's a different problem.
You got to make sure that it's straight, you know. I see some of these trailers going down the road and they're like jacked up. It's like you can't, the tongue is pointing up. No, it should be just as equal as the truck, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The way that if it's pointing up, or it's going to sway even more. But I think the the two bars and a chain will do just fine. So we're planning on a trip going down to Matagorda, a little spot down there. It's a lighthouse campground, and do some crabbing and fishing, bring the grandkids down, and
yeah,
just get away from life. But I know we have the north and the south covered. I heard
we have the north and the south covered.
Yeah, you got Guitar Dave up north.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're down. I get you now. Okay.
Well, that's cool. And I heard that guy that it's one of those things. You just got to go fishing. And when you come on them like that, and those reds that he was catching, man, he was so happy what he was, Captain, what was his name? Two or three callers before me.
You talking about Hammond, the Hammer?
I guess he went out there and they caught limits.
Yeah, that was the Hammer.
Oh, the Hammer.
Glenn Hammond, okay. Yeah. I talk to him every Friday morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I call him on Fridays to get a report from the Tri-Bay area for your weekend anglers wanting to venture out. Get a hot tip.
And go from there.
That's it.
Well, that's nice and cool this morning. Where'd that come from?
I don't know. It feels good. I like it. It's going to warm back up pretty quick, though. I think we'll be in the lower 70s today for the afternoon, especially with some sunshine. Tomorrow will be nice, so got a nice week ahead of us, and another system coming. Rain chances coming back on Wednesday. So it's what we do in April. It's a normal April. It's kind of the way it works.
Last Tuesday, it was up to 90 degrees, and just my luck, I was on call.
Hey, I got in from fishing Tuesday. I'm going, man, it's kind of hot out here. And when I got in and was pulling home, it was 92 on my truck thermometer. I said, yeah, it was kind of hot.
Yeah, well, something's wrong here.
That was kind of a shock after, you know, being cool earlier, and then it ended up being that warm. So
right. Oh, we know it's coming, though. Nice and hot. I got another place over in Lamarck. My buddy that I have my place over there at the blimp base, he's got that old golf course over there. And there's two or three ponds. Plus he's got hogs out the butt chewing everything up. So anybody wants some meat, let me know.
All right. Sounds good. Got a roll, man. Got a hot one hanging on.
All right, man.
All right. See you, Jim. Take care. Have a good Sunday. All right. All right. Let's go to Mr. Bob Seeley. Bob, what's going on, man? Mr. Big Bass Splash himself.
How you doing, Captain Mickey?
Oh, I'm living a dream, brother. How about yourself?
Well, so am I. Gosh, I haven't been able to visit with you on this show for years. So,
it's been a while.
I got a pretty good reason to.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, my 35th anniversary, Big Bass Splash, Lake Sam Rayburn, is coming up April the 26th, 7th, and 8th.
Has it been 35 years already?
Yeah, thanks for rubbing it in.
Boy.
Yeah, it has.
Man, and, time flies. Golly, yeah, it doesn't seem that long.
Gosh, well, I remember the Redfish Cup days, too, you know. Mm-hmm. That was pretty awesome. Hey, Mickey, I'm guaranteeing, are you ready?
Yeah.
$1.2 million.
For one tournament?
In cash. Yes, sir, in cash and prizes.
Wow, and this is a three-day event, right?
That's right. Now, and they can fish one day, two, or three. But, Mickey, let me just kind of give you the scenario. The hourly paybacks. We pay 15 places every hour for the 15 largest bass weighed in each hour. First place each hour, $5,000. Goes all the way down to $500 in 15th place.
So I can come in with a 3-pound bass or a 2-pound bass and get 15th place for that hour and still get $500.
That's right.
Wow.
Or, well, I even got a better deal. You come in with the exact weight of 300, 400, or 500, which is each day.
Yeah.
Those are worth $10,000.
But it's got to be right on the money, 4.00, 3.00, and 5.00. That's pretty
cool. That's right.
15 now, grand. Jeez.
Well, no, that's 10 grand.
Oh, 10 grand. Now, well, I'm thinking about winning the Big Bass of the Hour, too, 5 grand. You could really hit a home run with that.
Well, you really could, couldn't you? Yeah. But, Mickey, let's say that nobody hits a 4-pounder the first day.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 and the 5 get hit. That $10,000 will go into a random draw between all contestants Sunday afternoon during the awards program. I give it away regardless because it's part of the guarantee.
Wow.
But now, here's the kicker. The biggest bass of the 3 days is going to win a surprise sportsman's – well, it's not a surprise. It's a sportsman's package valued at $300,000 for one fish. The largest payout ever been done in amateur big bass history.
Wow.
Now I've got everybody's attention.
You think? You got my attention.
Well, you know what? Here's, you know, the rules are anybody that's guided within 90 days on Lake Sam Rayburn, that's 90 days from the tournament date,
right,
would be ineligible.
Sure.
So that doesn't mean that saltwater guys can't come up here and fish, or it doesn't mean somebody over Toledo Bend or Lakeport guys over there couldn't, but they could. You know, and then, you know, of course, we don't allow the pros.
Right.
So this is strictly an all amateur deal. We
300 grand for the biggest bass for 3 days. Now, what does that 300 grand consist of? What is
that? That consists of, first of all, $40,000. That's cash.
Cash money.
Yep. Now we're looking at plus a 21-foot TRX Triton boat with power poles, a Mercury 4-stroke V8, Mincolor trolling motor, Lowrance electronics. Total package worth $68,000 for the boat. Now I'm going to add a one-ton Ram dually. That's a big truck.
Right.
But there's a reason for that, because I've got a 20th anniversary edition of a Montana 38-foot RV. It's got three slide-outs, the whole works. That RV alone is worth almost $120,000.
Good gosh.
So the total package is valued at $300,000. You know, our slogan is where amateurs win like the pros. Well, as you well know, the Bassmasters Classic that was in Houston,
right,
the winner there, which Jordan Lee won it, he won $300,000. Guess what? My amateur is going to win $300,000 for one fish.
For one big bass on Sam Rayburn in that three-day period. All right, we got $40,000 cash. We got the Triton TRX 21. We got the Dodge dually, one ton, and the big RV. Good Lord, have mercy.
What a package.
Yeah, but then, you know, you going to pull that to his house for him? You got delivery? Golly.
You know, I never thought about that.
Yeah, hook that RV up to the Dodge, and then you can get your daughter to pull the, she can hook her Hummer to the Triton and pull it too. That's crazy, man.
Hey, here's something else. I got 3 days. Not only do we have the 3 day of the fishing, but we got 3 days of country music featuring none other, and it's all free. Neil McCoy will put on a free concert Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. You know, the public is more than happy to come out. Neil is probably one of the best on stage performers.
He's good.
He is. He never does the same show twice. That's for sure. But, you know, so here's you go to Sealy Outdoors. That's SEALY outdoors.com. Or they can call us toll-free at 888-698-2591. That's 888-698-2591. All next week at my offices up here at Rayburn, they could stop by and get registered. But the following week, the two biggest registration days will be Wednesday and Thursday at the tournament site, and that's at Humphrey Family Pavilion Park. It's located right at the dam. You know, Mickey, I guarantee you 98% of the population of Houston, Texas doesn't even know that Lake Sam Rayburn exists. And, you know, it's ranked as one of the number one bass fishing lakes in the nation.
It's my favorite place to go fishing. That and Fayette County are my two favorite bass fishing lakes. I love them. And there's nothing like the beauty of the Big Sam, man.
You bet. Hey, man, you won't believe who registered the other day.
Who?
Dr. Tommy Lamont.
There you go. Oh, Tommy boy. Yeah. I'm glad you're in there.
Tommy's coming up with his son. They're going to fish the event. We've had several folks out of Houston there, but hey, it's an unlimited deal. They can trailer anywhere on the lake they want to. The weigh-ins are going to be at Humphrey Family for being parked. And,
what a gig, man. What a gig. Well, Bob, I got
to
roll. Put out your information one more time, please, sir.
All right. It's our 35th anniversary Big Bass Splash, Lake Sam Rayburn. Go to Sealy Outdoors, SEALY, outdoors.com, or call us toll-free at 888-698-2591, 888-698-2591. Thanks, Captain Mickey.
Hey, Bob.
It's always good.
Thank
Pleasure
you, my friend.
You,
you bet. Hug the wife and the babies for me. We'll be seeing
Will do,
you, buddy.
Buddy.
All right. Take care. Right. Later, man. All right. Whew. Boy, 300 grand. How about some of that?
Man, that was a lot.
Yeah.
I love some Sam Rayburn.
All right. Well, cool. All right, it's time to take a break. Dave, I promise you, you're going to be next. Northside mascot up there. We'll get him. We got him and Cody hanging on. We do have some lines available, so give us a call. We'll be right back after these messages. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 620 in the Bayou City. All right. Let's get back to our phones on Open Line Sunday. We do have some available if you want to call in and get a word in edgewise. We'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. All right. Guitar Dave, you are up to bat. What's happening?
Get me. Wow. I don't mind playing second fiddle behind that call at all, man. I was like, man, my trolling motor started flashing off. I'm like, man, that boy, I was like, is that for real?
Yeah,
that's a one cast of a lifetime. You know, you cast one time and you catch that fish. Whoa, man. Hey, y'all were talking about, you know, casting all the new rods and everything and casting over that dome and all that stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, on that surf fishing, well, if they ain't got it already, I guess you could figure out how to hook your line up on a drone and get your buddy to fly.
They've been doing that already. That's old news. Drones and potato launchers. They've been using that for a while now.
Yeah. Hey, well, now what I'm wondering is how do they keep the line on the reel out of the propellers, getting it out there? I guess they got it hanging down low.
They know what they're doing. There's no operator error in that. They got it hanging down underneath, and I don't know how they release it. I don't know how that works, but. They do it. I saw a video the other day, a guy putting his bait out shark fishing, doing the same thing, catching bull reds same way.
I'll be darned. You know, that's, yeah, well, you know, sometimes just a cane pole and a hook is not bad, you know, just to get the peaceful, easy feeling side of it. But now, hey, I just wanted to call and tell you, hey, I'm listening. Everything's going good. Monday morning, I went up there and they hit the ATM. It wasn't even in again. They stole another U-Haul. It's twice as big as the other one. Must have backed it in there. They got the money this time, but that ATM wasn't even in there a week, and it was gone. Man, but in the hood is where I am.
I'm telling you, that's unreal. These days, you think they'd figure out a way to. Rig those ATMs where they couldn't steal them.
Well, they break into it, but I'm thinking, whatever happened to the old die pack day? You know, like if once they get in so far, they ought to spray that money and it's no good. But I don't know. Maybe they, you know, I don't know. But hey, I'm gonna let you get over there. I'm gonna go up there. I've been waiting till later every morning to get up there, make sure I got people around me, you know, for safety. So. Enjoying the show, Cap Mick. I know you got some people hanging on the line and everything. I appreciate what all y'all teach us. And one more question. Whenever you were talking about the speckled trout, you know, how they can't get that acclimated to fresh water like a flounder or redfish, can they?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, how far do you think they could go up into a river, a speckled trout?
As far as the salinity levels will take them. You know, they don't have to have a whole lot of salt water. I mean, look how far they go up the Colorado River, the Trinity River, the San Jacinto River. I mean, if the bait's there and the water is just right, they're going to follow it. Just like bull sharks do going up rivers, things like that.
Yes, sir. Then you could catch some blue cats and speckled trout at the same time and flounder and redfish.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Hey, well, I'm going to let you slide on. I'm going to get on out of here, Captain Mick. Hey, I appreciate you, dude.
All right. You too, Dave. See you, man. Later.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right. Cody's next. Cody, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing, sir?
Fair. I reckon I was doing a little remodeling to my house here, and some guy pulls up. And he's got a delivery for me with a castaway rod. And I tell you what, that is the finest rod I have ever seen.
You like it?
I haven't used it yet, but it is. I cannot wait to put some jewelry on it and go to work with it. I mean, it's like picking up an envelope out of your mailbox that's got money in it.
Yep, it's light. Very light,
but it's sturdy as can be. It's got a $79 price tag on it, and I wouldn't give it away for $1,000.
I don't blame you. You might catch a trout of a lifetime on that rod. You never know.
I made my boy go out and get it out of the truck and open it up, you know, and he's 7, you know, going on 10, but I can't wait to send some pictures of some of the trout we're going to catch with that, because I've already got plans. I mean, it's that's like seeing Tiger Woods, you know, with one of his 7 irons.
Yep. Well, I'm hoping he's hitting that 7 iron good today.
Yeah, I know.
I'm pulling for him.
Well, you know, anyway, God bless you.
Hey, anytime, Cody, and you have a very nice Sunday with your family, buddy.
Oh, we are. We're going to have a real good Sunday, and you too. Tell Captain Benny I said thank you. You guys up there are doing a really good thing.
You're welcome, sir. Appreciate it.
What I want to know is if you win that $300,000 package up there on Rayburn, how much of the tax is going to be on
that? Well, that's what you get the $40,000 cash for, is to pay the taxes on all that stuff.
Oh, is that what it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you get that $40,000, you better rat hole it, put it in the savings account, because you're going to need it to pay the taxes on all that merchandise.
Death and taxes. All
that's
right.
That's it. They're going to get their share. The government is going to have their hands in it. You can bet on that. All right, man. Later, Cody.
Later.
All right, Brad in Miami, what's up with him? Brad, what's going on this morning, man?
What's up, Captain Mickey?
Not a lot, brother. How you been?
I've been good. Every time I try to call the show, it's about like 15 minutes till it's over, and whoever calls in ahead, man, keeps talking, and the guy comes back on and says, well, you're running out of time. I went, dang.
Well, early bird gets a worm, man. If you want to talk on this show, you got to get up early and get after it, brother.
I know. I guess the older you get, the later you sleep. But go ahead.
No, I mean, yeah, for some, a lot of people, they the older they get, the less they sleep, and that's why there's so many old pros out there, old sickos. A lot of the real
early
ones.
I don't know, when I was in Houston, I'd get up a lot earlier. Now I live out here, man, I sleep a little bit later.
Man, it's that heavy salt air over there in Miami, man, and all that party animal stuff going on up and down South Beach and all up and down that coastline. That's party central.
Hey, I can't tell you, man. I was in Houston for a month. I met Guitar Dave, believe it or not.
Did you? Oh, at the VFW.
Yeah, you told
me about that.
I was staying with a friend, and he took me up there and one night, and lo and behold, I was listening to somebody's voice that was right by me. I went, I know that voice. And we both met, and I was going, that's Guitar Day. But it's like night and day being over there, and don't get me wrong, there's nice parts of Houston, but from where I was staying compared to coming back home, man, I miss coming back home. It's just I hate to say it, you know what the difference between Houston and Miami? Houston's got the better quality of people, but Miami has got it's just cleaner out here. Everything's just, you know, you look around and it's all palm trees and beaches and the streets are all nice and clean. There,
y'all don't have potholes in Florida?
No. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's streets that aren't, I know that's everywhere. But if you were to come out here and visit and stay a week or two and ride around and stuff and
oh, we used
stuff
to come over there. It's different. But you're right about the quality of the people. Texas, just a little bit friendlier folk over here.
They're ruthless over here. They're
I spent
mean.
A lot of time in Florida, and I met some very, very rude people.
Oh yeah, that's for real. That's what I noticed.
There's no Southern hospitality over there like we got over here. I can tell you.
No, I know, man. It's not that way over here. So, but you know, I've elected to stay. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'll ever come back. You know, when I came back to Houston, I visited my friend in Kerrville, and I went to school in San Marcos. And I just visited him for one day, and we both talked about things, and I said, if I ever came back, I'm coming to the hill country.
Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people like to retire up there. It's a pretty cool place.
Man, oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
All right,
there.
Brad, well, I'm glad you got through and got in on the show this Sunday, and you snooze, you lose, but hey, I got to run. I got a commercial break, and...
All right, Captain Mickey, have a great day and a great week.
Good to hear from
you,
man.
Happy fishing.
All right.
Thanks
a lot. Keep them right over there, buddy.
All right, man.
All right, later. All right. Good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Two pretty good days of fishing.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Life is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you, I've been still trying to figure out how to put the hoochie coo on it, but I'm working on it.
You're going to find out what they're biting on from Baffin to Sabine. Big Lake to Matagorda and some places in between.
I'm your huckleberry.
They had Teacher Appreciation Day at school, and all the kids brought the teachers a present, and the first little girl came up there. She knew her daddy owned a candy store. She opened the box up. Sure enough, box of candy. The next little girl came up. Sure enough, she knew her daddy owned a flower shop. So sure enough, opened it up. There's some flowers. Next little boy came up there, and he had a box. She knew his daddy owned a liquor store. So she picked the box up, noticed a little wet spot. She smelled it. She said, champagne? No, ma'am. She licked it. Wine? No, ma'am. It's a puppy.
It's a puppy.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment on a Sunday morning already. Got time to get in. We only got one holding. If you want to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. All right, let's go to line one, Gun Show Joe. Joe and Katie, what is up, man?
Not much. I went out to old Johnny's yesterday. Got me a couple of those hot rods.
Oh, got you some hot rods? Johnny's Sports Shop.
Johnny's got a good selection of all of it. Lilies, Perverses, Hot Rods, and all that stuff.
Yeah, he does. Got a good selection of Corkies, Topwater. That's a nice place to shop. Really is.
Kind of out of the way for you, but...
A little far from me, brother.
It's about 45 minutes for me, so... You know. So how do you work those? Same as a Lili, or...?
Well, you know, that's good that you ask. The Lili, I do a little more bouncing with it and a lot more rod tip action and starting and stopping. Sometimes you can just, you know, when those fish, they'll change right in the middle of the bite on you with Lilies when you're wade fishing or out of the boat. Sometimes they want you to throw it out there and just let it sit on top, and you just barely twitch it under and just let it settle and come back to the top, and they'll jump all over it. Other times they just want a straight retrieve where it's about a foot under the surface and you're just wiggling it on back. But the hot rod, what I like about it is you can get it to sink on down if you give it time. It'll go on down for you. And it's good to use out of the boat or wade fishing. You just got to be more patient with it out of the boat. And I like to hold my rod tip down and just twitch it with a little side action double pump with it. And you can either get them going that way with it or use a straight retrieve. Now, I like to use monofilament line with a hot rod. And the Lili both, because I can get them to go down. With braided line, you have to work it a whole lot different because, you know, braided line's so buoyant.
Are you rigging it the same way, though, with about a foot tip of, like, 20
well,
pounds?
Well, you know, you can. I just tie it on direct. And
on the hot rod.
Yeah, the hot rod. I'll just tie straight on. I use 12-pound Trilene, the Sensation, the Berkeley Sensation. And the most popular color, and it's kind of an orange color. And it kind of looks funny, but it sure works good. I kind of like the Sensation because it does grab a little bit of water. You get some sink with the line. It absorbs water somewhat, and it's a little bit stiffer than other monos, not as far as coily action or anything, as far as stretch, though. You don't have near the stretch with it like you do your softer lines like XL and even the XT or the Big Game. And it's just a perfect line for me. It casts real smooth, and it absorbs enough water where I'm able to use finesse baits like that, especially twitch baits, and get that lure down enough and work it properly. I don't overwork it.
What do you think down there in Barbaletta, Maurice has got Salesman of the Year done on it?
I don't know. Him and Bob. they opened up a can of worms when they brought those baits back from peacock bass fishing down there. And the
guy talking about Florida, last time I was in Florida, when they see Texas plates, or yeah, out-of-state plates, they ride around looking to rob you. A nice place in Miami.
Yeah, I guarantee you. Not
the guy
good.
Guy followed me into a gasket shop and all that, and then he found out, well, he got a gun aimed at him. I guess I'll leave. No kidding.
Yeah, you think?
And the guy at the gasket shop started laughing. Just what an idiot. I went to New York City one time. Only time I've ever been there. Nastiest place on earth I've ever been is staying in New York City. And when I went there, a guy came up behind me in a cab, started honking his horn. This guy with the cab goes, I wouldn't honk your horn at that guy.
I know a lady from Texas that got kicked out of a cab right in the middle of New York City, man. She goes, you're not going to disrespect me like that, you know. And he said, no, it's my cab. Well, you can imagine what the conversation got into. But she wanted to go somewhere, and she told him, and he got kind of rude with her, and she didn't appreciate it, which, you know, being from Texas, she's used to being treated like a lady. And yep. She wasn't in that cab. He just dumped her out right in the middle of Manhattan.
Well, this old guy was honking.
A hilarious story, man.
This old guy was honking at me and the guy in the cab, but I wouldn't honk at him. He goes, why? He's got a gun, not in New York City. I whipped out a riot shotgun, took it up to my bedroom and all that, my hotel room and all that. The guy goes, where are y'all from, Texas?
Yeah, buddy. Remember that movie, yep. Wasn't it? What was it called with Clint Eastwood? Cooper?
Coogan's Bluff.
Coogan's Bluff, yeah, when he was a U.S. Marshal or whatever, and he had to go up there and pick up a prisoner in New York, had the cowboy hat and the boots on. He was a little bit out of place.
Oh, another one called The Cowboy Way. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too.
Where he got the window rolled down, Woody Harrelson Rocket.
Oh, man.
All right, well, I'm going to go try these out hopefully next weekend.
Yeah, try them out on some freshwater fish, too. I guarantee you they work. I wish I could have gone with Will, but I had some things come up and couldn't leave town, and it was unfortunate.
If you get a chance next Thursday, ask the fish dude if the catfish are moving to the bulkhead yet.
I know they are at Livingston. I got some friends up there that are just, they're wiping them out, man. They're getting their limits catfish real quick with popping corks and cast netted shad. Under a cork, fishing them bulkheads, man. It's every cast.
Unless it's really cold, I'm going to take and go up to Good Friday. I'm going to go to Conroe.
Good Friday. Right. Yeah, don't come to the bay. That's usually my worst day of the year fishing on Good Fridays. There's
all right. Well,
millions
go
of people out there, and the fish don't bite worth a crud. Well, last year, I think Good Friday was a good day, finally. We had a good Friday last year. But
that's Good Friday because I'm off.
Yeah, that's true. You and everybody else.
Yep. All right. Well, have a good weekend.
Got any new hot guns that you know about? You want to talk about?
I got one coming next week. Oh, Darryl Pocock traded for.
Really?
You know, it's a gun. It's a gun everybody has to have. It's a .458 mag.
Oh boy, what are you gonna rabbit hunt with that?
Squirrel hunt. You just
squirrel
shoot
hunt.
The tree and knocks them out. Knocks the
just
tree
shoot
down,
the tree, shakes them out of the bushes.
I had one once before, and I sold it. I bought another one.
I never shot a 458 before.
It's a sweet little shooter. Guy told me when I bought it, you'll never shoot it more than two times. Like, you can't stand the pressure of it. I shot the box up in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a Ruger number one. That's a good price for it and all that.
Yeah.
I bought me a 300 mag BAR a couple of months, about a month and a half ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I always wanted one. So.
300 mag Browning automatic rifle.
Yep.
BAR.
This is the sporterized version of it for where they make them. They got the Safari version and the regular version, stuff like that.
Is this a gun on an AR platform or just a traditional hunting stock rifle? All that.
It's a hunting stock rifle. It looks like the rifle version of a humpback shotgun, Browning humpback.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, but it's not as thick as a 12 gauge or whatever.
Man, I love them humpback shotguns. I've shot them all my life, and I always find myself going back to them.
That is the sweetest gun once you put it up to your shoulder as far as line of sight straight down the barrel without humping it and all that.
It really is. You throw it up and it's there.
And all the ones you can find anymore, sweet 16s. Them sweet 16s ain't so sweet when you go buy shotgun shells.
No, they're not. I've got I don't have a Browning sweet 16, but I got the Remington 11, model 11 16. Which came out, man, this gun came out back in the 50s, I believe, the one I've got. I had it when I was a kid. I mean, it's basically the same gun. It just has Remington stamped on it instead of Browning. And, boy, I used to shoot a lot of dove birds and quail and ducks with it. Remember the old purple shells you'd shoot through them? And used to get those Remington, Remington Peter shells. Boy, that was good stuff back then.
You know, so, yeah, have a good, I've got to get ready to drag, go down to the drag races again.
Are you coming over to my end of town today?
I've been there the past two days.
Have you?
My boss asked me if I wanted to work the drag strips. So, sure, I'll stand around watching people eat and drink.
Yeah, Houston Raceway Park.
12 hours a day, I can hang with that.
Yeah, you can. You like doing that kind of stuff anyway.
Yes, sir. They're not really getting the speeds that they were last year, average about 317 to 320, but the wind's been blowing pretty heavy.
Well,
too.
You've had that heavy wind and that heavy humidity. Now, today could change everything with
a cool front coming through,
and usually when they're there, when they break all those speed records, it's right after a cold front's come through, and when the humidity's low and the air's thin, so maybe today's the day.
They're fighting a lot of moisture in the air right now in those cars. Man, those cars are amazing.
Isn't that sun? You'd ever think you'd live to see funny cars do what they do now?
Oh, the part that really amazes me, they got those top fuel Harleys, those little two-cylinder Harleys. 1,000 horsepower out of two cylinders.
Isn't that crazy?
I was asking this guy, his name's Jay Turner, they call him the Bulldog. So what's it like riding this thing? Because they had one the other day, 235 miles an hour through the quarter mile. I said, what's it like riding? Oh, it's not that bad.
Compared
to a car? He goes, I asked him, what's it like? I used to drive a race car. No, that thing's dangerous. And this thing isn't. At least in a race car, you don't wear a bulletproof vest to ride it.
He's on a crotch rocket. And he thinks it's safer than riding a top fuel dragster, huh?
Yep.
That's nuts. Adrenaline junkies.
Yep. Because those things, man, they wrap them one time, all that. It's like taking a 50 caliber BMG and shooting it right next to your ear. And so they're even noisier than a funny car.
Are they?
And, they pull a wheelie for about an eighth mile. You ride them like a skateboard, leaning them.
Man.
And with that crosswind blowing, you got a parachute on, pull that parachute, the parachute goes straight off to the left. You know, it's got to jerk the rear end of that thing around to the left.
That could get a little hairy there across finish line, bub.
Yep. And it's not as bad as a car.
Not as bad, until you lay it down at 230 miles an hour.
I haven't seen a lot of cars fall over while I'm standing there.
You know, one year I was out there and a guy laid one down right at the end of the quarter mile, and he was amped up. He rode that thing and slid down with it, and he got up and walked off from that. Didn't break a bone in his body. I thought that was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen.
Well, I think it's this weekend or next weekend they got the road racing at the Racetrack of the Americas in Austin, where they ride those crotch rockets 218 miles an hour and all that, power slides and all that. Yeah, that ain't dangerous.
Doing a little drifting on a two-wheel bike.
Yep. I want to go to that one time just to watch it.
That's not for me. Have you seen some of those road races on video they do over in Europe on those crotch rockets?
Yeah, that's what they're doing over here.
That
the racetrack where they're leaning on their knees and their elbows. Oh, dragging
man,
and all
those
that.
Guys are incredible.
Yep.
That takes after some stones. You got to have some stones for that.
After you see them and you look at their hands are all twisted up from where they've broken them and all that stuff. And just like, because I know a guy, Kevin Swantz, who's Daryl Hurst. He's be Hurst Supply Motorcycle Shop.
Yeah.
His nephew was a world champion, but you look at his fingers and all that, they're all twisted up and all that. Looks like you stuck him in a pipe wrench machine, just turned it on and twisted his fingers.
Kind of like shaking hands with Elvin Bethea. All the broken fingers he's had back in the NFL days when the head slap was still legal and all that. That was good stuff, man.
This old friend I knew and all that before he passed away, he had a ring from Super Bowl I from Green Bay Packers. Well, his point and index finger was cut off about halfway, and watch him try to tie a fishing lure on.
Oh, Lord.
Like a guy trying to tie a fishing lure on with a hot dog or something. Just but the worst part he'd ever do, if you're sitting there, he'd give you a wet willy with that hot dog. Just like, would you quit?
Oh, man.
But he was goodness. Funny. He knows Maurice. Maurice knows his wife and all that.
Man, a lot of people know Maurice. You talk about a great guy, man.
With that trout fry he has and all that.
Oh, yeah. Deal. They do all that for charity for those kids over there. And you know, we need more people like that in this world. We really do.
He deserves a gold star when he gets to heaven.
He's already got one, and he hadn't even got there yet, I promise you.
Wow. I tell you another thing, did you see this week? Did you get to see the intelligent Maxine Waters talk to the bankers?
No. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I laughed. That was hilarious, man.
They should have just taken and put a stick up like in the cartoons with a sucker on it. What an idiot.
Oh, goodness.
Between her and that Ocasio Cortez, two of the biggest morons you ever want to find. All right, well, I'll talk to you later.
Well, Joe, good to hear from you, man, and go have fun out at the Houston Raceway.
I'll
be watching the golf while you're watching the race cars.
Oh, they're watching golf on the
TV. I bet they are in them clubhouses up there. Oh, yeah, guarantee. You know, my brother and my older brother and my brother-in-law and all of us, we'd rent a motorhome every year and park it down there. And we'd have our lawn chairs up on top of it, and we'd just spend the night. We'd stay the whole weekend, man.
That's my boss does. They get a little too drunk for me.
It's like fun times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah. When you go back out there the next morning, they're all holding their heads and all that.
Awesome.
All right. Have a good one.
We're going to do it.
Talk to you later.
See you, Joe. Take care, man. All right. Gun Show Joe. I promise you, I've never been to a gun show that I hadn't run into him. That's how I met him. And he does a lot of shopping. He looks for relics and things like that, and for good deals on really nice guns too that we use day in and day out, deer hunting and all other sports. And it's something to do. Well, it's almost time to let her go here, Austin. What are you going to do today?
Man, today after I get off, go home and get ready for that Rockets game and probably watch that Astros game midday.
Yeah. Astros a daytime game today?
I believe so. I'll double check that.
I'll have to check that too. So, I believe so. Yeah, because the Rockets are tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got golf, we got baseball, and the Rockets. I mean, if you're a sports fan, today's especially a Houston sports fan.
It's a good day.
It really could be. I think there's going to be several thousand pounds of crawfish boiled today.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a million pounds in the Houston area.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Hopefully that wind slows down.
It's that time of year, yeah. Or get the pot behind the windbreak. You're going to fire that burner up, man.
Better be careful.
The wind is not your friend when you're trying to cook in it sometimes, unless you got a good drawing pit. It's good barbecue weather here.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we'll be back bright and early next week, Thursday morning, right here at 4 a.m. Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.